This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This program is all about. That's what the people on this program are about, and that's what you are all about. Your life, your times, things are good, but they could be better. We always think about, I guess, pushing it ahead. What is it? Paying ahead, is that what they say? Paying it forward.
Paying
that's
it forward.
Right. Paying
yep.
it forward. So here's radio's answer to paying it forward with the good stuff. For Tuesday, March the 19th, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn. And Victoria Keelan and Kara Shell. I was listening to a radio program yesterday, and it's a program that's on the public station in Boston. And the fellow who did the introducing of people did it in such a way, he was like, he was bothered by having to read an introduction and explain who the person was on the air. And it was very, for a radio person, it bothered me. I always like to have everybody know who's here and know what's going on. And sometimes I may be guilty of throwing away my own, like I'll say, this is Doug Steffen. You know, so like, okay, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Jennifer is going to take us into the new world order for today, the day before spring.
It's raining the day before spring. There are a lot of people affected by bad weather. And Vice President Mike Pence said that he'll travel to Nebraska today to tour the communities that were devastated by record-breaking flooding that's expected to continue throughout the week. Sarah Sanders said on Twitter Monday night that Pence will visit Nebraska at President Donald Trump's request to survey the damage from terrible flooding that's impacted much of the Midwest. At least four people, three in Nebraska and one in Iowa, have died in the flooding. Cities across the Midwest are still expected to see more rising water this week, and there will be some showers from Iowa to Mississippi, but they won't impact the flooding, which is, I guess, the good news. But these rivers are expecting the rivers to crest. They begin rising after the bomb cyclone that everybody has been talking about that stormed over the central U.S. with hurricane winds and blizzard conditions. The snow, melting ice ended up in the rivers and the streams that caused the flooding and the damage. After the storm was over, 8 million people in 14 states from Minnesota to the Gulf of Mexico are under a flood warning. That's pretty incredible when you think about that. The water is just swallowing up streets and highways, and some of the most affected are Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin, which are all under a state of emergency. So the vice president will be there today to tour the damage to get some of those federal relief funds going and in the works to help the people that need it most.
So I start too many sentences with so.
So
I'm thinking as I'm listening to you. It isn't a so what comment, but it is a comment about what people remember and what they don't remember. I was, as you were going through this story and thinking about the flooding that's going on there this week and the continuing problem of weather-related issues that people have, the floodwaters that we're looking at, talking about, seeing, experiencing, are nothing in comparison to what happened. I believe you look back about maybe 6 years, 7 years, I don't remember exactly when it was, when this area of the country was inundated. It was summertime or spring maybe, and the floods along the Mississippi River, the Ohio River, all the rivers that were are tributaries into the Mississippi, pretty much from north to south, amount of farmland that was ruined. And so this is meant to put things in perspective. Not that it isn't bad, because it is, and not that we shouldn't help, because we should, but not to think that this is, once again, the end of the world because things like this don't happen. Things like this happen all the time. Are they happening more? I guess it depends on your frame of reference and how old you are. And so, in this circumstance, I don't think that the people who are the climate change folks who are all over this climate is changing. They so want to blame us for the action or reaction to this. And frankly, even though 99.9% of scientists, according to some, say there is global warming, I'm not disputing that there's global warming. People who say that there's global warming, there isn't global warming, are foolish. But the causes and what the guilt that sort of gets laid on some for political reasons, because let's face it, the global warming thing has become, look at the AOC attempts to get us to focus on global warming and for us to feel bad about ourselves. I don't think we should feel bad about ourselves. I think we do
some
what we
should.
Have in terms of knowledge and what our experiences are. There are those, the oil companies, who know what they are about, and that's just making money, and at what cost. I suppose maybe there's something to be determined from that.
But even just down to, like, regular consumers, though, there are some people who just blatantly waste water, and there are people who don't think there's anything wrong with using plastic bags that end up in the oceans, and, you know, there's another whale that washed up with 88 tons of... How many people really need education on that, though,
I think
at this
most
point
people do,
in 2019?
Victoria. I think most people. I think you, under the circumstances, those who think that this is something everybody knows, we are doing such a horrible job all the way around. Parents, people who are in school, teachers. There's so much advocacy without fact and knowledge that people are just kind of... There was an episode of Bull last night that sort of points to this. If you watch that show, Michael Weatherly plays a fellow that takes care of juries on a CBS show that's quite good. And the focus of the show was on somebody who had not had any education in what he knew or didn't know about the world. And so I think that there is, and you see this all the time, the man on the street interviews from people that everybody laughs about, but the amount of ignorance in not only our country, but around the world to the progress. We have many people who enjoy the progress, the devices and internet and communication and all that sort of thing. We have a lot of people who really have gained greatly by being exposed to that stuff. But we also have a lot of people who don't know anything about anything. I find it incredible the amount of naive people who don't know how anything works. They don't know how cars run. They don't know even the device. They don't know how that works. They don't know how to print. They don't know how to do anything.
Yeah.
So
I think it's a cultural thing, too, based on where you grew up. I grew up in a family where I don't specifically remember being taught, you know, not to litter, but when, you know, we were in the car on a road trip, then any trash that we had from restaurants, we would just keep it in the car until we got to a trash can, and that seemed like a very obvious
very
thing to
good.
Do. I mean, you just keep it in the car, but I was listening to a podcast from two people that I think of as very smart, but they both grew up in the inner city, and they said it just never occurred to them. They'd go somewhere, they'd have a big bag of trash, and then just somewhere along the highway, they'd toss it out. Do they do that anymore? No, but that was when they were growing up, and they say, you know, you still see people doing that all the time when you go back to those places, and those are just people who... I don't think it's a good thing, but they're just not thinking outside of their circle. They're not thinking of how that
selfishness
impacts
everything
else.
So
it's just, do I think it's an issue that needs to be solved? Yeah. But do I think everyone knows about that? No.
But I think there's a difference between knowing that that's wrong and not caring. And I think those people know it's wrong, but they just don't give
a crap. I think there's that, too. Yep. Yesterday and Sunday, I spent a good deal of time from where my house is up the street to where the farm is. There's about maybe an eighth of a mile. And so we went up and down, all of us. I did a tractor and a bucket tractor. And so Sneaker and Mary and Sean and I went up and down the street picking up trash along the side of the street. This is a country road in the most prestigious part of this town and maybe this part of the state. And yet people zoom up and down, use it as a shortcut. It's a narrow country road, and they throw stuff out all over the place.
Did you put up a sign that says, "This highway cleaned up by the DJV show in East Lee Farm?"
No, I didn't say that. That might,
what,
there's an
you
idea,
sponsor
Jenna.
A highway?
Do that. Speaking of the DJV show, how many of you are keeping up with our podcast? The latest one has a discussion of the newest information to come out in the Boeing scandal, and it is a scandal. Believe you me, this 7:30s. I read another American last night, and I you hear me all the time. Well, I'm an American. I had the nicest conversation with a woman. I'd had so many complaints that somebody called me from the head office yesterday, and we talked for a half an hour about the things that were going on, and she basically said to me that, and she'd been doing this for a long time, that there are a lot of people that are hiring, they aren't well trained, and so they don't know when to either make exceptions or how to fix problems that basically that they're creating. So she gave me a credit for hundreds of dollars, and we just, you know, kind of worked it all through, and we talked a little about the Boeing 737 MAX, and I said, would you fly on one of those planes? She said, sure. But most of the people who are experts who would fly in this country would tell you that they would fly a 737 MAX. That doesn't mean that the problems don't need to be fixed. But if you get onto an airplane run in a second world, third world country, like the Ethiopian airliner or Lion Air even, you're trusting yourself, you're trusting, putting your fate in the hands of people who are really not that well trained and probably shouldn't be flying those planes. So, anyway, that's...
I always also worry about the maintenance, you know, well in those types of places.
Consciousness,
beyond
yeah.
the lack of maybe training that the pilots have, but the maintenance of the planes, too.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, what else do we have? There's a discussion of the new Tesla Model Y, and the best discussion about that has... Why? Is a good question. What did you say, Victoria? There was, the last car was $35,000, and this new one is $39,000. The $35,000 one was not successful.
They had all kinds
so
of
why
problems.
Would you? Yeah,
right. Why would you bother? Only you're building a brand new model, a whole new body for $5,000 more. I don't get that. $4,000 more. It doesn't make sense.
Well, this one will work.
Maybe. Pay $5,000 to get it to go.
Then there's a new documentary about NSYNC. And the Backstreet Boys that we talk about on this current podcast, Dick's Sporting Goods announcing that they're removing guns from their stores, all that, and a lot more discussion in our current podcast at djvshow.com. That's where the podcast is, djvshow.com. And I bet you Karen, good thing. There was somebody that I was talking to yesterday. I do confuse Kara and Karen sometimes. So forgive me, Kara, for doing that. I was talking to somebody named Karen yesterday about what it is. Do I believe in the commercials? That's kind of like the lady from American telling me about, you know, this is how it really is here. And, yeah, this is how it really is here. Commercials keep us on the air. And the stories that I tell you or the ladies tell you about the commercials are our experience with these products. And I will tell you that since going back on the Caliton, I have stayed steady with it to try to maintain my weight. But I didn't do a good job over the winter time with that because I like to eat certain things and sometimes those don't do your waist any good. So I was ready to work on my weight situation and went back seriously last month to using Calitrin every night, take 4 capsules after you haven't eaten for a couple of hours. And the benefits certainly are there. You can feel them. I'm down about 6 pounds in the last 3 weeks or so. And I don't look like I'm heavy. I never look really. I've been very fortunate. I don't look like I'm heavy. But I have a little bit of a roll that happens over the wintertime and has for decades. And I just, you know, I'm ready to go work on the farm. Bing, bang, boom. So the exercise and the Calitrin together have knocked off 6 pounds already. And I want to knock off another 6 before I go to see Dr. Ken and he says, hey, what's the story? So you want a reliable way to lose the weight. That's the bottom line. Go to toploss.com. Order Calitrin. Special deal. One more day for St. Patrick's Day, a lucky 7 sale, 7 off each bottle, $21 off a 90-day supply, plus a free bottle. Use the DJV code, order Calitrin at toploss.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
To the new Toyota commercials. Let's get ready to buy a new Toyota with the guy who says, let's get ready to rumble. Let's get ready to enjoy 24 after the hour on the DJV show. Jen Jen, Victoria, Kara, Doug with Aretha. There's a documentary that is called Amazing Grace that's opening at Ebert Fest. Concert film opening this year at the Roger Ebert Film Festival in Champaign, Urbana, which is south of Chicago, about 80 miles. University of Illinois says film directed by Sidney Pollack has been stored in a vault for decades. I believe it's going to be released also. And I see that as a preview somewhere. Somebody, I'm pretty sure this is going to get, after it's at this film festival, it's going to be released nationally. Been restored. Kick off this year's Ebert Festival following a live community choir performance there. Chaz Ebert, who I'm guessing is the son of the founder, Roger Ebert, of this, says that instead of opening with a traditional musical, the festival will begin with a glorious gospel-infused high note, which could be very cool because there's not much more musically that's cooler than really good gospel music. And if you've never experienced it, try to. I go to a church somehow or other, be around a concert. I remember singing gospel music when I was in the choir in college, and it was one of the things that I most look forward to, the feeling that you get from that kind of music. And nobody did it better than Aretha. Nobody. There's a section of this film in the preview that I saw of her singing and what happens in the audience. The sad thing about it is there are no white people in the audience. That to me says that it's not that they're not welcoming, that people don't get what wonderful feelings you're going to have. It's like any music. It's a really
big.
Well,
it was in L.A. in 1972. I'm assuming it, what, you know, the neighborhoods were probably pretty segregated.
Well, yeah, it was, but yet it's still, I mean, it's not like you wouldn't go to, I mean, I've been to concerts and been the only white guy there on a couple of occasions. I went to the church that Obama went to in Chicago one Sunday, with a friend of mine who lived in Chicago, and we were the only two white people in the church. And I remember going to a concert of the Spinners at the Wiltern Theater, Jennifer, on the corner of Wilshire and Western in L.A., and I was the only white guy in the place. It was just lots of fun. Anyway, I think it's
a lot of fun.
Being open. So anyway, the annual festival is in honor of Roger Ebert, the film critic. He went to this school at Champaign-Urbana. It's a good school. Runs April 10th to the 13th at Champaign's Virginia Theater. More films and screening schedules are going to be released. But a great take in the regular theaters, I'm sure. A lot of people want to go see that. Also musically here in this hour, Jason Isbell has announced the Shoals Fest. It's a music festival, first one in his hometown of Muscle Shoals, Alabama, starting October 5th. Now, this is a festival that will feature main stage sets from Mr. Isbell, Mavis Staples. Man, she's really getting around, isn't she? Somebody's 79.
She's everywhere.
She's everywhere.
Sounds good, too.
Yep, Sheryl Crow's going to be there, Amanda Shires, in addition to a bunch of yet-to-be-announced second stage performers. He said, these acts are all personal favorites of ours. We're proud to bring them to our hometown, show them a good time, says Isbell, who's a native of the region, grew up playing with the famed session musicians or in Muscle Shoals. Yeah, a lot of great musicians got their training there. Mavis recorded two of the biggest singles of her career, the Staples singers, I'll Take You There and Respect Yourself, with session group The Swampers in the studios there in the 70s. Good for her. It's 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats running for the White House in 2020 already spreading out across the U.S. campaigning. Yesterday, two of them were in Metro Detroit. Robert Beto O'Rourke, as well as Kirsten Gillibrand.
Happy to have seen her tonight. I didn't know a lot about her.
That's one of the folks who showed out for her rally yesterday. Another one says,
I'm also looking for someone who can connect with voters just on a really, really base level. And I'm talking about simple messaging, almost mantra-like.
They spoke to NBC News. Half of Americans in a new survey say the ongoing Russia investigation is a witch hunt. This nationwide survey carried out by USA Today and Suffolk University finds 50% agree with President Trump's assessment, while 47% disagree, 3% say they're not sure. And this is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-4142. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-4142 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-4142 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's 34 after the hour on the Tuesday DJV program with our glorious ladies of the day, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm not a lady of the day. I suppose I'm a dude of the day. How do you like that? It's
You're
dude day.
Night. Yeah.
So I'm doing this Facebook post, much to Victoria's chagrin. I went to the, I have a new dentist that I went to yesterday because one of the upper molars was really bothering me. And it started about what this is the lesson here for everybody, that's why I'm posting this, is to listen to the signals in your body, because your body is so interconnected. Everything is tied to everything. And if you've ever been to a good acupuncturist or had any acupressure, you understand or know how everything from your head to your toe is connected, and what goes on in your gum does have impact on your feet. Believe it or not, that's true. So I started having this pain in my jaw. When I would yawn, my jaw muscles were really bothering me. And I thought it was overbite. It was something going on. Maybe I was grinding my teeth or something. And so we were trying to address it. My acupuncturist and me were trying to. She said, "Why don't you go to this dentist?" As I've been going to Sunset Dental in Beverly Hills for, I don't know, 8 years or so. And she said, "Well, go have somebody else check it out." So I went to this doctor in Wellesley, Mass., Dr. James Lee, and he investigated and right away said, "Wow, look at that." I said, "What do you mean?" The way he said, because I don't know the guy, he says, "Wow." He says, "I don't remember ever seeing a cavity that big and somebody not having extreme pain." And I said, "No, it just started bothering me, you know, a little while ago." So he took it out, took the tooth out yesterday, and I'm going to post a picture of the size of the cavity, which I'm ashamed of, frankly. Victoria thinks it's disgusting and gross.
I'm so trying to hold
down
breakfast.
I'm kind of into it.
Like,
I'm into it.
I can't.
But remember,
like
Jennifer, do you remember all of the hoopla? Remember when I posted pictures of my toes? Back about...
Oh, man feet? God,
that I did not support, by the way. That was even too far for me. Yeah,
I don't support men having feet. I just like, man, anyway. Feet gross.
Yeah. So it's the lesson
your
here
tooth,
is
I'm kind of into seeing. Yeah,
somebody who is as I am, I take pride in taking good care of my health, my body, my physique, if you will. And so this bothers me a lot. Why are you laughing at that? That's part of your physique.
Just get my physique. Hey, ladies.
Yeah. All right. Okay, speaking of ladies, Victoria, bring us into this half hour with something from the news that we will go, or Jennifer can laugh at, or whatever, however it is that you bring.
Well, I don't know how many people are laughing about this, but people are definitely shaking their heads. So William H. Macy is in the news. He's trending now. Of course, his involvement with his wife, Felicity Huffman, along with 50 other people who have been charged, facing
50?
Federal charges.
I didn't know it was 50.
Yeah. 50 individuals, yep.
Wow.
Yep, 50 people. And so for some reason, William H. Macy has not been charged in connection with this case. It's unclear if he was aware of his wife's alleged activities. He is on several recorded phone calls, but I guess he didn't say anything incriminating, so they haven't really gone after him yet. But, you know, of course, this is in 2019... We live in a time of every single thing you've ever said comes back to haunt you. And he's got some doozies that are coming back to haunt him. In 2004, he was on Entertainment Tonight, and he talked about his willingness to utilize nepotism in order to help his two daughters get ahead in the in Hollywood. He said, quote, "One can help your children in this business, and the nepotism works, and I have no problems with it. If I can give them a leg up, I absolutely would. It's a great way to make a living." And then in another interview with Men's Journal, which was just last month, he said the best advice he has ever received and could ever give is, quote, "never lie." He said, quote, "It's the cheapest way to go. Lies cost you a lot, and they're never worth what they cost." Well, that's probably really good advice for everyone involved in this scam, because Felicity Huffman, his wife, is facing felony mail fraud charges and a secondary charge of mail fraud. And it's unclear yet if they're going to go to jail. It looks like this may end up being a lot of fines. Now, the guy, Rick Singer, who is the mastermind of this, he will be in jail for a very long time. And it seems, just based on the amount of bail bond that was set, Felicity Huffman's was set at $250,000, Lori Loughlin's was set at $1 million, and her husband's was set at $1 million. They had to, when Lori Loughlin went into, when she turned herself in, she had to use her home as collateral for her bail bond. So I don't know if they are facing more severe charges and may end up in jail, but Lori Loughlin's entire entire career has been canceled at this point. Netflix and Hallmark and Lifetime, everyone that she's ever worked with has just really distanced her themselves from her. Felicity Huffman, that has not seemed to happen yet with her, and it definitely hasn't happened with William H. Macy, who's the star of Shameless, but I guess as this unfolds, we'll wait and see.
So, not only is the info you brought to us about Macy interesting, Lori Loughlin and her past, this is, you talk about haunting, she, in a YouTube video published to this her daughter's YouTube site on December 22nd, 2017.
Yeah.
Right. And this is where Olivia's trying to teach her mother some slang terms. When the phrase, England is my city, is brought up, Loughlin admits she's unaware of its origins. The line was uttered in Jake Paul's song, It's Every Day, Bro. If you would have said, England is my city, Loughlin began, I would say, why did I pay all this money for your education?
Oh.
To laugh about it on the...
She was in high school at the time, but I'm sure she went to a private high school.
Her kids are still sitting in USC, too.
No, they're out. They're done.
I heard yesterday they were still there.
No, it's been all over the news that they're gone. And her roommate said that she's gone from the room. So
that's interesting. Because and what I also thought was kind of funny yesterday is that Us Weekly was running this headline that the girl didn't even fill out her own college applications. That's not uncommon. I think now on it, but they're making it like this big headline. I think there's a lot of people who, in fact, someone that I knew actually hired one of these groups not to pay $6 million to get into a university, but to fill out their application in the right way and to try to help them focus on where to go. I think, Doug, you said you used one of those services, didn't you?
My daughter provides those sort of services to people who need.
That's
she is as a consultant. She and two or three of her teacher friends help people to get through the minefield of some of these. It's not really the application as much as these grant forms, how to get financial relief. That's more or less what they focus on.
My friend's a teacher, and she helps the kids in high school. She does some, tutoring and side work. And one of the things she does, she helps them write their college entrance essay. And she said it is appalling how many parents have approached her with money and said, can you just write my kid's essay for me?
Yeah, right. And Megan's
like, I could dishonestly make a lot of money, but I'm just not going to do that.
Yeah, they don't do that. Yep. Today is National Let's Laugh Day. All of you who are gigglers, those who are cacklers, those who are shortish belly laughers.
Oh, and our studio audience.
Which one of us was that?
Hillary.
Sorry.
It's National Let's Laugh Day. Celebrate the uniting force of laughter. We all love that. Brought to you this year by Laffy Taffy. A candy that's been bringing you jokes on every wrapper since back in 1971. Let's Laugh Day is a chance to have a chuckle. So maybe we should have everybody got a joke. All right, Jennifer, we'll start with you. What's your joke?
Don't do this.
This is going to fall flat because I don't have any jokes either. Yeah.
But you're not a good joke teller, though, actually, Victoria. So I don't
know. Wow.
I don't tell jokes.
No, she doesn't.
I've never told a joke ever.
She's not a jokester.
I don't tell jokes.
I didn't expect her to have a joke.
Ever.
No. All right, so here's a survey about laughter. I could come up with some groaners if you want. 95% of Americans say laughter is a stress reliever. 96% of Americans like to make other people laugh. 77% of Americans think they are funny. Excuse me. 39% say they make fun of themselves to make others laugh. 60% of Americans say they are funnier than their significant other. 68% of men think they're funnier, and 54% of women think they're funnier. 79% of people like their own laugh. There's nothing before Victoria and Kara were involved, Jennifer and I would go off on a toot, and but she still does it. She would either make fun of me or she would laugh, she'd make a joke, and she laughs. She still does.
I laugh at my own jokes. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Because but it's kind if you're not making yourself laugh, how are you going to make anybody else laugh?
Right. Yeah, it's kind of endearing, actually. Well, sometimes you know the punchline beforehand. But then there are people who try to be funny, like Steve, what's his face, on the Late Show on CBS. Colbert? Colbert. He's not funny at all. Anyway, that's National Laughter. Everybody, let's have a good big round of laughter. Ah! Excuse me. No, that's good.
Oh, that was very good, Victoria.
That is good, yeah.
Hey, that was real because I'm laughing at Doug. He's choking as he's trying to laugh.
Yeah, that's because I got a little extra stuff draining down from my tooth where it came out.
Oh, gross.
That's so gross. Kara, you got a good joke? I've actually never. Kara's got a great laugh, and I don't know that we take advantage of that enough. Victoria's laugh is that chuckle that she has whenever I say something silly. She does.
I just keep my mic off and laugh at you guys over here.
Oh, really?
7. Yep. Just laugh at myself.
Now, those years. Anybody got an update on the what's going on? I don't think anybody. Well, I shouldn't say anybody because there obviously are people betting and they care about March Madness and what's going on in the NCAA. But is anybody really up on it? I don't assign tasks.
It hasn't started yet.
So. I thought it was started last weekend.
On Sunday they determined who was going to be playing in it, but the first games aren't until tonight, so you can get an update tomorrow.
Really? All right, let's update the TV.
I'm dying to know.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. All right, so Jen, what's on TV tonight that looks like it's good?
Well, Lost Gold of World War II. How does that? Doesn't that sound kind of exciting? No?
No.
All right. Well, it's a series premiere on history, and it follows murdered soldiers, booby-trapped tunnels, and billions of dollars in lost riches. It's a docu-series which tracks the ongoing search for gold believed to have been buried throughout the Philippines by one of the generals after World War II. So they're on a treasure hunt. Lost Gold of World War II History Channel tonight at 10. HGTV has a new series as well. It's called One of a Kind. That's at 10 o'clock, where custom homes are taken to the next level. And then the season premiere on Comedy Central at 10:30 of the Jim Jeffries Show. So you can check all of those out. Now, on the networks, you've got ABC with American Housewife tonight. The Kids Are All Right, Blackish, Splitting Up Together. They're all new, along with a brand new Rookie tonight at 10 o'clock. CBS is in reruns. The CW is new tonight with a new episode of The Flash and a new episode of Roswell. On Fox, you've got a new episode of MasterChef Junior and Mental Samurai. That's the season premiere of that show, a new reality show. NBC also has a new series. First, they'll have a new episode of Ellen's Game of Games, and they'll have a new episode of This Is Us at 10 o'clock. It's a series premiere of a show called The Village. This is a new drama about the residents of the six-story Brooklyn walk-up named The Village. So it's getting a lot of buzz.
I saw it on the plane, the inaugural episode on the plane last week. It's a fabulous show. If you like heartwarming characters, you want to have a little cry, you want to deal with some of your own realities, watch that show. It looks
They're saying they deal with everything. They're saying it's very, very similar to like a version of This Is Us,
this
where
is
it's
us,
very emotional and dramatic.
Yeah.
And
I never got into that show, but I could see getting into this show. Thank you, Jennifer. Let's get into your teeth. I'm not practicing my laughing. We're just talking about
your
my teeth.
Teeth.
No, thank you, Victoria. This is the white, bright smile that you'd like to have. If you are a coffee drinker, tea drinker, wine drinker, years will take its toll on the enamel, and you get those stains. Even if you have your teeth whitened when you go to the dentist, it doesn't really, unless you do a continuing, whatever you're doing, you got to continue it. You can't just do it once every 6 months or so. So that's where Power Swabs comes in. This is something perfected by a dentist who was doing whitening. He came up with this formula, patented now. It's now a patented formula, tooth detergent, whitening agent that lightens your stains in just 5 minutes. You don't have to use any trays, and you don't have to put any messy strips in your into your mouth. It's all good. You snap the tube, you swab your teeth, and in 5 minutes, you start smiling again. Do that for 10 or 12 times, and you will find your teeth, the enamel, clear. It doesn't eat into the enamel. What it does is take the stains off the enamel. Fabulous Power Swabs is available now only by calling 800-208-1797. Get them shipped to you. Use the DJV code. Get 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs to whiten your teeth fabulously. 800-208-1797. Call them now.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, What would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier. With 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE. Oh. .com.
On the Tuesday DJV program, as with the Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, at this time it's Tech Talk. We focus on technology. Victoria Keelan here to explain how my camera works so well, to take that picture of my tooth. I think that's really fabulous, Victoria. See, that's the laugh of yours I love. Okay. Netflix has announced another interactive show. Is this pretty exciting?
This is a cool one. So Netflix has announced that its next big interactive story, which is a choose-your-own-adventure TV series, it's called You vs. Wild, and it stars Bear Grylls. And he, of course, is the survival TV personality. He's known for being on the Discovery Channel with Man vs. Wild, and then Running Wild with Bear Grylls, which is, I think, on either Fox or ABC. And that's where he takes celebrities into the wilderness for 2 days of survival, and they camp out overnight. He actually even took President Obama out into the Alaskan wilderness, too. It's a very cool show. So he's a popular guy, and in this new version of his show, it's eight episodes, and it will let viewers follow along with Bear on these adventures around the world as he tries to survive. But the twist is that the viewers will actually be able to choose Bear's decisions in each episode, and then you can see how your choices play out. So this is actually the second time that Netflix has done this. Black Mirror Bandersnatch came out last winter, and I didn't see it, but everyone went nuts for it. That was a live-action project from Netflix. This is their second big foray into this. They've done some stuff with kids, Puss in Books, and Trapped in an Epic Tale and things like that, Minecraft. They've done a lot of kids' programming where kids get to choose how stuff goes and how it ends, but this is definitely the most expensive and high-profile project that they've done so far. Netflix says they are doubling down on interactive storytelling, and so this will just be the beginning of how they handle all of these interactive media ambitions. But I think it's going to be great for the viewers, and this is definitely the way things are going. And so far, Netflix has the jump on everybody else with this, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, sounds cool. Fitbit released a new line of more affordable fitness trackers. Let's see if we get some more details about that.
The Geek Out.
Today, fitness trackers are commonplace, but the better ones can get pricey. Fitbit have released a new line of more affordable trackers, including some aimed at the youth market. First up, the Versa Lite, which is a watered-down version of its namesake. It retains the shape and size, but the difference is no Wi-Fi and the loss of some functionality. Replacing the Fitbit Alta is the new Inspire, which comes with a wristband or can be clipped to clothing, and there are versions with and without heart rate monitoring. And then the Ace 2 is the kids' version of the Inspire. The point to all of this is to offer fitness trackers to consumers somewhere in the price between Neighborhood Walk and Ironman Triathlon. Prices range from $70 to $160 and are available at Fitbit.com.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Here to make another point is Victoria Keelan with a focus on Apple. They have a new iPad. It's called the Air. How big is this? Yeah.
Well, the iPad Air is brand new, and it is they're actually bringing back the iPad Air. They did experiment with that line a couple years ago. It was basically just thinner, slimmer, like all the, I have a MacBook Air, it's super thin. Now this time the screen is bigger. It's a 10.5-inch version of the original iPad Air, and it supports the Apple Pencil, which is also pretty cool. This new model will slot right in between the larger iPad and iPad Pro model. And so Apple's making the new iPad Air available at $499 for the Wi-Fi model and $629 if you also want the cellular included. Apple originally replaced the iPad Air 2 with a device that's just been called iPad nearly 2 years ago, but now they've bumped the screen size up from almost an inch, and so this new model looks a lot better, I think. Apple's updated iPad Air will also support their smart keyboard, which is available separately for $159, and the new iPad Air will be available to order online starting today for $4.99, and it will be in stores next week.
How about that? All right, thank you.
Wait until the end of Mercury Retrograde, everyone.
Yes,
don't buy it right now.
wait till the 28th. Wait.
Yes.
All right, so we're pushing everybody out of Mercury Retrograde into the next chapter of their lives here on the DJV Show 50.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.